Bonin oi mi boiler lechalik. Grunts are bonin, need the word oi to mechalik. Rashid lechalik to leitema, don't say ain't a chayiv at sheepel shom shor v'chamar biyachad. Without the word oi, I would say you only chayiv if a shor and a chamar together fall into your bor. But if just a shor falls in, maybe a potter. So that's why I need the word shor oi chamar, either one you chayiv for. For Reb Yehuda, why doesn't he say the word oi is lechalik? Why does he say oi is l'rabbis kelim? Because Reb Yehuda says lechalik, mi v'nofal nafka, it says l'shin yochid. V'nofal shama, mashma one. For Rabbanin say, no, that's not a pshat. Because v'nofal tuva mashma. V'nofal could mean a lot. It doesn't have to only mean one, it could mean a lot. So therefore, since that's the machloki, it says v'nofal is l'shin yochid, or v'nofal could even mean tuva also. Yeah, tuva mashma. Right. For the more aimer, let's say like this. V'nofal klal. Torah starts off in the parasha of a boar. That's v'nofal, which is mashma. Anything that falls into your boar, you'll be chayy for it. Then the Torah says, shor v'chamor. Let's say that's a prat. See, if so, it should be klal or prat. And then we dash in ain b'chlal or l'mashma prat. We only have in the klal what it says in the prat. So then we should dash in shor v'chamor in midiachrin alay. Maybe only chayiv if a shor or a chamor falls into your bor. But if something else falls into the bor or hurts himself there, maybe it should be potter. Why don't we say it's a klal prat? Tzimur says, Amri, bal habor yishalem, chazer a klal. At the end it says again, bal habor yishalem, that's a klal. Now it has a loch of a klal prat a klal, therefore it chayiv and everything. Klal prat a klal. Now we dash in anything like a shor and a chamor. Therefore, mahaprat mefurish balechayim, av kol balechayim. If so, any type of a balechayim, yichayif. For the Gemara, I mahaprat mefurish dovo, sheneveilosoi mitama b'maga b'maso. But maybe no, if you're learning out, it has to be doimah to the prat of a shor and a chamor, maybe only something like a shor and a chamor. That when it dies, it has tumas nevela on it. And therefore, you touch the nevela, or you carry the nevela, you tummy. That dovish and nevelosoi mitama b'maga b'masa, either by touching it or again by carrying it. Af kol dovish mitama b'maga b'masa. Avoloifois. Then maybe birds would be different. Avoloifois loy. By a bird, the nevela, if you touch a nevela of a bird, you're not tummy. By oif, the terrorist chiddush is only if you eat it. You have to swallow on the base habliya, then you become tummy. But if you just touch a dead oif, or you carry it, you're not tummy. So maybe if an oif falls into the bor and kills himself, maybe it should be potter. More no, and came, if so, nichta rachmona chat prota. The Torah just should have said one prat, just instead of shor or a chamor. Not two, but the mara hai nichtav. Which one of the two should have been written? Hai nichtav, which one do you want to say it should say? It should have said. That you said to Kasha, they should have said too. Ekos of shor, if it would have said just the shor, have a minute, then I would have thought to say, kor of legabi mizbechin, only an animal like a behemoth that's fit to be brought for a korban. Such a type of a behemoth, if it falls into the boar, then you chayy for it. But shein kor of legabi mizbech, let's say chayis, that cannot be brought for a korban, maybe a boris pateron. So therefore, it can't just write shor. So what's the question? Because of Rachamon Chamor. The question is, let the Torah just say the word Chamor. If it would say Chamor, I know a donkey cannot be fit for the Mizbeach, and still Yechayiv. So let the Torah just say the word Chamor. What do I have to have the word Shor for? No, if it would have just said the word Chamor, Habamin, I would have thought to say, Kodesh Bebchorin. A Chamor, a Koporim has a Chumra to it, that it has a Kedushas Bechor. There's a Petah Chamor. The first Chamor that's brought, you have to bring a petach hamor. You have to take a seh and make a chalip and say like zeh tach zeh. That's called a petach hamor, that you have to bring it for carbon. So even a chamor has some type of a kedusha to it that you have to make a petach hamor. So only such animals may be fall into the bor yichayiv. But shein kodesh b'becharu, all other chayis that do not have any kedushas b'charu on it, maybe loy, maybe if they fall into the bor, maybe be potter. That's what the Torah say clearly, both shor and chamor. But akoponim akasher is, if so, let's say only a dover shenevelosa metama. Let's say only if something falls into the bor, that if when it dies, whoever touches the nevela, the dead body of it, becomes tamei. Mashenkin a knife. Oifois, that if you touch a dead oif, you don't become tamei. Maybe if an oif falls into the bor, maybe a potter. How do I know that if an oif of a bird falls into the water, you're still chayiv? So it says like this, El Arad Omakro. The Pasuk says, V'hameis yieloi. That when it falls into the boar, the Torah says the mace belongs to you. So Darshan kol dvar misa. Anything that could die in the boar, you're chayiv for. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a behemoth, whether it's an oif. As long as it falls into the boar and dies in the boar, l'mayis you're chayiv for it. Now the Gemara says, Bein l'rabbonin, to come a mind to lehu l'kelim. Where according to the Rabbanan's pshat, that they say, the Torah says, shor oichamor, so shor means shor v'lo yodam, if a man falls into the boar, yipota, and chamor means chamor v'lo kelim. That if kelim fall into a boar, yipota. That's the Rabbanan shita. Obeying the Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chamar v'lo kelim, that he says, no, the Pasuk says, shor oichamor, so he comes to teach me that even a kelim is also chayiv. If a kli, if a pot, a plate falls into the boar and breaks, you have to pay for it. So Maras Akasha, Kalim b'nei misaninu. Is Kalim shayach to give it a shame b'nei misa? Are they called b'nei misa? Grashes epitomia. For lomali krolim etinu l'rabonin. What do we need a pasuk to say a pata? Or else Rabbi Yehuda, Eichim Asu Abinu. Holekarina buva mesi yelai. The Torah says by the parasha of boar, that when something falls into the boar, so the Torah says, you keep the mace. Mashma, it dies in your boar, and you keep it. So there has to be something that's possible to die. So Pshita, the Torah is not talking about kelim utensils, because when a kli falls in, it's not called dying. They're not b'nei misa ninu. So from this pasuk alone, I should know the Torah is not talking about kelim. So what do I need miyutim and ribuyim? It's Pshita, the Torah is not talking about it. Someone says, no, Amri, I'll tell you, that's not akasha. Shviroson zui misoson. When a kli breaks, that's called its death. Like enechnami, a live thing means it's usable. If it's dead, it's dead, you can't use it. So kli also, you have a glass. When the glass breaks, that's called dead. That could also go into the pasuk of ames yaloi, means the broken pieces of the glass you keep, and you have to pay for the rest. Rashi says shvirosin zui misosin hilkach l'rabbonin also chamol matinu. We need a special pasuk to say yipater on kelim. Hoyu v'lav misa mamishi, because it's not a real misa. For shalom utei adam sheinam min behema. And I also need the lashon of shor, which dashens v'lo yodim. Because the Torah says the only chayv if a shor means animals fall into the boar and die, but not an adam. If a man falls into the boar and dies, yipata. And because Rachmanu, that's how we dashen now. For the moral of Rav, according to Rav Shita, the yoma that says boar. Rav says when you dig a boar, b'shus a rabin. So the terrorist says if somebody gets hurt there, you have to pay for it. So Rav learns that you're not chai for the smack he got on the floor, because the floor doesn't belong to you. The floor is karak oilim, it's b'shus a rabin. You're chai because you made the bare air there. You made hevel. When you dug a boar, you made the ditch down, the hevel smells. It's bare hevel. So that's the damage of boar. So the Gemara, according to Rav, it says the reason why you're chayiv for the mazik abor is because the bad air affects the animal to die there, to get hurt there. He says, you're only chayiv because of your hevel. So the question is now, bein the Rabbon and bein the Rabbi Yehuda, kelim b'nei havolaninu. What does bad air have to do with a kli? Bishleima, when an animal falls into a boar. So we say, if he goes in head first and his nose goes in first, and he starts to smell the stuffy air there, so that gets him all shook up, and he loses his brains, and he gets paralyzed, and he falls in and hurts himself. So we say the ear is what caused him to get hurt. So then you can hear Yechayim for your ear. Mashenkin by Kalim, what does Kalim help though? Kalim, the Chur ear, doesn't affect the Kli. It does nothing to a Kli. So according to Rav, that you put there on Karkoilam, the Chur, what breaks a Kli is only the bang on the bottom, it's only the smack, the ground on the bottom. And Rav says for that you always put there. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, Amri v'chadati. Rashi says, chadoshim, means a new kli, the mifka mehavla, that the bad air can affect it. Mashma, new kli, it's not so strong yet, and therefore, somehow, when it falls in and the bad, stuffy air there goes into the kli, it could also make the kli weak a little bit, and because that it will die, whatever this means, or break. But even according to Rav, prices by Kalim is only tzati b'chayiv for new Kalim. New kelim, brand new kelim, it's not completely strong yet, then it's a svar to say that the hevel would affect it. Now the Gemara asks, Hai vi ha-meisi yaloi, mi boda l'kir rov, l'chur ha-meisi yaloi, we need for rov is pshat. The Yoma, that's the Yoma Rav, Rav says, shor psuli ha-mikdoshim, shenofu l'bor, pota. that he says a chiddush of a shor that's a psulia amikdash, and there was a korban about a came about mum, and you paid it, it falls into the bor now, is the bala bor's potter. Shinam, the pasuk says, v'amesi yaloi, that we dash him b'misha mesh aloi, it means something that the owner of the bor, whoever it is, can keep the mace. But yotzeh zeh goes out such a shor, shein ha-mesh aloi, that the loch is not allowed to give it to your caliph. A psulia amikdash was only a heta to eat it, and not to give it to your caliph. So it's not called Hamesi Eloi. That's what the pasuk comes to teach us. Yes. We just dashed now from Hamesi Eloi to tell us that called Davamisa. That we had a kashra by bor, maybe a bor was only chayv and something that has a bechor to it, maybe. Only something like a chamor. How do I know to say any animal that falls there, yechayv? So in Dashna, the pasuk says, "Vamesi yaloi mashma kol dvar misa." Anything that dies in the bor, yichayif for. So the Gemara, how can we dashin? That's Rosha from Vamesi yaloi. We need it for Rava's Rosha. Rava says dashin something else from Vamesi yaloi. That when is the bala bor chayif? Only if something falls in that when it dies the nevela, you could use the nevela. But by psuli hamakdashim, you can't use the nevela. A nevela is only meant to give to a dog. You can't give a psuli hamakdashim to a dog. And so, that's how we use the pasuk HaMesi Eloi. That's a kasha before we use it to say, Kol Dvar Misi Chayvon. So, must be like this. Elo Raza, this is the way we dashing by Bor. Elo Amakro, the pasuk says, Kesiv Yoshev Lebolov, Leraba is called the Yisle Bailam. That's how we know that anything falls into a Bor Yechayvon, even a knife, because the pasuk says, Kesiv Yoshev Lebailam. If something falls into your Bor, you should know you have to pay back money to the owner. It says, Kesiv Yoshev Lebolov. So an extra pasuk here. So with Ashmi from this pasuk here tells us, L'rava is called the Yisle Bailam. Anything that falls into a bor that there's an owner to that object, when it breaks in the bor, the bala bor has to pay. Fred Gemari, Hachi, if so, afilu kedem v'yodam nami. If you said this tam ribui, that anything that's owned by something falls into the bor, yechayiv, so even if a kli, even if a glass falls in, it should also be potter, chayiv. And even if a man falls in, and this Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Oh, makro, this we have a favorite shemutin. The Torah says clearly, v'nofal shama shor oy chamor. This we dash in shor v'lo yodim. Only an animal and not a man. Chamor v'lo kalim. If kalim fall into a bar, that's the xeris akos of yepotter on kalim. Fred Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the komar b'lu le kalim. He says, no, it says shor oy chamor. Oy tells us even kalim is also chayim. So then, bish le mishor m'mayit le yodim. I understand why the Torah has to say the word shor. It teaches us only if a shor falls into a bor and not another. Ela chamor, maimamaitbe. Why does the Torah have to say an extra word, chamor? It just should have said, v'nofal shama shor. Then I would have no miyat for kalim, and I don't need a rebu for kalim. So why does it say the word chamor? According to the Rabbanan in school, it has to say shor ay chamor. Chamor teaches us that not kalim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the word oy tells us even kalim, so what do I need the word chamor for then in the Torah? Elo Amarov, Rav says like this, Chamor Debol Rav Yudah, Enechnaim is like a good kasha, that according to Rav Yudah Shita, in the parsha of Bor, when the Torah says the word Chamor, or else V'seh the Aved L'Divri HaKoyl, in the Moram Ba'Mitziya, in the parsha of Ashavas Aveda, also the Torah says the whole list of things, it says L'Chol Aveda Sechicha, so why does the Torah have to say Chamor V'Shor V'Seh? So even though we dash in there for chamorim from Vishor, but the word v'seh is kasha. So kasha taka, why does the Torah have to say this extra word? In other words, taka to kasha is like an extra word. Kids, there are two places that we don't know how to dash in these extra words. In the parsha of Bor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kasha, the word chamor is really extra there. And in the parsha of Ashavas Aveda, when it says chamor v'shor v'seh, v'salmo, and then it says l'chol aveda sechicha, it's a kasha, why do we need the word v'seh? Right. Then the Mishnah says, "Nofal toichoi shor cheresh shoyta v'katan chayiv." If a shor, we'll soon see what it means. A cheresh, a deaf and dumb, or a shoyta, foolish, or a small one, is the balabaras chayiv. For the Gemara, what does it mean? My shor cheresh shoyta v'katan. What does the Taka mean? Elaine, if you want to tell me shor shel cheresh, it means that the owner, the bal hashor, is the cheresh. Shor shel shoyta, that the owner is a shoyta. Shor shel katan, the owner of the shor is a katan. For the Gemara is so, Harshah shall pekeach. B'mashma, only these type of shvarim that fall into the bar yichayiv, it depends how the owner is. But mashma, if the owner is a normal person, then when his shor falls into the bar, you'd be potter. The question is why? Why should he be potter? What kind of shvar is that? Why should it be temiyah? Hechi patri kro. Where did we find such a ptur?
What do I care if the owner is normal? Lemaisa is shor now fell into your bur, so why should you be potter? So how could the Mishnah say you only chayiv if the shor is a chereshet v'katin and not a pikeich? So Mura says rather like this. Omer Rav Yechanan means shor shahu cheresh. It means that the shor itself is deaf and dumb. Or el shor shu shayt, you have a foolish ox. Or el shor shu katin. Or else you have a young ox. In these cases, they fall into your bur, then you chayiv. Then the diak is